We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Laura Kelly theme song. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. Oh, we're not gonna take it. And of course, make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on our Facebook page. You know where it is. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Joining us now to bring us this week's legislative update from Topeka is State Representative Leo Delperdang from Wichita's 94th District. Leo, thank you for joining us this evening, brother.
Good to hear from you again, John. It's always good to be on your show.
Of course, buddy. So, obviously, the biggest story this week had to be the winter weather. No doubt Donald Trump's fault. I'm sure we could all blame him.
Of course.
Right? Yes.
There you go.
Yes, it's all his fault. Of course, his or George Bush's. Either way,
yeah.
It's either one of them. They're the ones to blame. But, you know, you had the rolling blackouts, which, of course, was a great time to kill the Keystone Pipeline. But we don't want to talk about that because that's inconvenient. Mm-hmm. You serve on the House Energy Committee. We're already seeing these horror stories of $7,000 gas electric bills. Should folks be prepared for sticker shock next month on their electric bill? What are you hearing out of Westar and Evergy?
We're in the preliminary portion of that right now. I have met with both the gas companies and Evergy and a couple of their people. Keep in mind, something I learned this past week in talking to them, keep in mind the prices jumped on the wholesale side, not on the resale side. But the way the power companies or the gas companies, et cetera, do this is they split their gas purchases into a third, a third, and a third. So during the summer months when the gas is the cheapest, they buy a third of what they think they're going to need for the year on the futures market and get a good price and lock it in. Then, as the heating season starts, they purchase another third up front, again, locking in prices as the season goes through. And then it's that last third that they're purchasing out there through the heating season. And keep in mind, so we're dealing with essentially, we've got 365 days worth of gas or electricity here, and yet it spiked, and it went way up. Don't get me wrong there, but it went way up on the wholesale side for 3 to 5 days. So what we're hoping is they're going to cost average that thing out so that it won't be as big of a burden. You know, never don't get me wrong, it's going to get passed back to the customer somehow.
Right.
I know that. But hopefully it's going to be averaged out to where you're not receiving the $1,000 or $2,000 heating bill for a couple of days here.
So somebody may see a my bill is regularly $20. It may be $40 or $50, but it's not going to be $3,000 or something.
Yes, like that. And that's what I'm hearing, and I'm hoping that's the way it goes. So we're going to stay on top of it and see what happens here.
Well, we'll cross our fingers, and if it does turn out that way, we'll send you our gas and electric bill. How's that sound?
There you go. Anytime.
And we've got maybe you'll give us your cell phone number like Joseph Shepard did. We can call you if we have high gas bills. I don't think you'll do that. So
no, I got enough people calling me on the unemployment issue. That's
I bet.
So hey, and before we get into it too deep here, now I was listening to your show for about the past hour, but has anybody mentioned Les Osterman tonight?
No. What about Les?
I got a text notification about an hour ago that Les Osterman passed away today. I know he's had some long-term illnesses, I believe cancer, but he did pass away today. So I thought I'm just going to throw that out for everybody to hear it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Les sat behind me on the house for my first 2 years. Loved Les. His district was right next to mine, and I'm sorry to hear that. Les was
a real good guy. I served with him in veterans and military for a while, and just a real cordial guy.
Loved Les. Yeah, he was my seatmate right behind me on the house floor my freshman year. That's unfortunate. Now you got me all,
Great. Sorry about that. But I thought I just wanted to get it out there.
Couldn't have told me that off the air.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I know, despite the cold, the legislature, you guys were working this week, passed a bunch of stuff. The House passed, I guess, 16 bills onto the Senate, one of which was the first-time homeowner or home buyer savings account passed by, it was an overwhelming vote, 119-3. I'd love to know who the three people who voted against something like that was, but it's a great plan, allowing families to basically establish and contribute to an account in order to buy their first home. You guys did some really good work despite the bad weather up there this week, though, right?
Yeah, that was. I tell you what, it was interesting driving up the turnpike to get there. But
I'm sure. I can only imagine.
Everybody pretty much showed up, and we've been working. Doing the regular committee meetings and so forth. Some people are there in person. Other people are coming in through the video system. But everybody's there, and we're working through the bills. And then we've been meeting on the House floor either 1 or 2 days out of the week. And they've got it set up so everybody is spread way out. We've got both of the galleries opened up to representatives. And everybody seems to be getting along pretty good. And I'm not aware of anybody having come down with the virus since we've been up there. There was a few people out when we got there. They've since returned, and everything seems to be clicking along. I hope I don't jinx it by saying that.
No, I'm like you. I've not heard of anybody testing positive since it got started, but you guys have been busy. I mean, last week you passed that economic loan recovery program, $60 million in low-interest loans that's still sitting on the governor's desk waiting for her to take action. Your committees are still working. They're holding hearings. I know House Committee, the Commerce Committee, has been holding hearings looking into the fraud and mismanagement over the Department of Labor. Has the Kelly administration, have they taken any responsibility for that at all? You mentioned the Department of Labor a minute ago.
Yeah.
All she does is blame previous administrations, blame Sam Brownback. She may blame Trump and George Bush for that matter, but she's not taking any responsibility for that, is she?
If she is, I'm not seeing a lot of it. I continue to get calls daily from constituents, either calls or emails. And what's kind of frustrated me lately is I've got a legislative contact that I've been working with over at the Department of Labor, and I'm not going to put names out, but she has just been a godsend to work with. I mean, she's getting things through for me. She's been helping a lot of my constituents. But then, I want to say a couple of weeks ago, they opened the hotline it's called the legislative hotline, and it's not for calling it, so that we get emails from constituents, we can send the email over to them from a legislative perspective. I've talked to some legislators that are getting responses there, but in my case, the ones that I've sent over there, I have not been hearing anything back. I'm getting calls back from the individuals whose cases I've sent over there, and they're not hearing anything. So I'm really getting concerned from that perspective. I mean, we're doing what we can to push them through because we've still got the governor out there on – television, you know, about every other week or so saying, call your state representative for this. Well, there's a lot of good reps up there that are willing to take the ball and run, but we've got to get some answers back from Department of Labor if we're doing that.
Yeah, it just seems like all she's doing is that. And in this case, she's telling them to call you guys, but that still isn't her taking any responsibility for it.
No, this
has been her pattern of behavior. Case in point, with the fact that we're still second worst in the country on vaccinations, and she continues to say, oh, well, the CDC's wrong in their reporting. It's a reporting error. We're actually doing great. It's just the CDC is lying to you. Now,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. That wouldn't surprise me if the CDC did get something wrong, but she's been saying that the CDC is wrong on these reporting numbers for months now. It can't be that. It's got to be that, well, she's a terrible administrator.
Well, and the bottom line is the vaccines, they need to be getting out there and in people's arms.
Now, yeah.
I am not here saying you must take it, but I'm saying if you want it, we need to make sure it is available for those that want to take it. You know, it's just like your previous caller. Why are they not being offered it? I mean, the police are, as far as I'm concerned, they are frontline workers. They're in with all these people. I mean, it's not much difference from the medical workers. They're in the middle of it before the people get to the medical workers.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, you know, when my wife and I were in that car crash, when we were rear-ended, it was a state trooper who was first on the scene. And,
yeah.
You know, that was a medical situation. You got a state trooper first on the scene. You just can't be in a situation. You can't have law enforcement officers who aren't being vaccinated when,
right.
and yet the governor and the mayor and members of the county commission apparently seem more interested in vaccinating teachers. And I get it. The KNEA is powerful. And, you know, federal Democrats are doing what the NEA says because that's who donates to their campaigns. But just because their union has more donors and is more powerful than the Fraternal Order of Police isn't a reason these guys shouldn't be getting vaccinated if they want it. And that's
true.
The key.
That's true. And I have had one-on-one conversations with Ed Klump. I think you know who that is.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and he's helped me. We've had conversations between him and Gordon Ramsay here with the Wichita PD. And the last I knew, I thought the vaccines were getting out there, but I'm going to be making some calls in the morning to find out just what is going on there, and because I was hoping it was already happening, but it sounds like it's not.
Apparently not. So anything coming up in the next week or so, Leo, that folks should be looking at? I know we should be getting some ideas on budget and things like that here in the next week or two.
That's probably the main things we're working on. Is the I sit on the Transportation and Safety Budget Committee, so we cover KDOT on the safety side. We cover the Department of Corrections, the Highway Patrol, et cetera. So yeah, we're working through those. A lot of the budgets have already passed through our committee and heading over to appropriations and so forth. But the part that concerns me on the budget again is we're already hearing the rumblings from the Governor Kelly about wanting to dip into the teachers and public workers retirement funds again this year.
Oh, yeah, CAPERS, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, she's tried it the last couple of years, and we've stopped it, and I hope we can get it stopped again this year. But I got a hold of some budget information from the Kansas Legislative Research Department, and this is dated February 18th, so it's just a couple days old. And I'm just looking at it. It goes from 2018 up to 23. The part that concerns me, when Governor Kelly came into office, we had just a tad over $1 billion in ending balances on the budgets. So we had money from that terrible Mr. Brownback who had built up a reserve for the state. And as you go through this, if she's not able to tap into the retirement funds, by 2023, we are sitting at almost a negative $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
She has really chewed through the money. So,
well, that's what they want to do. I mean, she wants to spend. And that sad part is, with all of this and with every one of her budgets, it's not that she's wanting to raise taxes, you know, the internet sales tax, some of the other stuff that she wants. It's not because, you know, robbing from the bank of KDOT. It's not because she needs this in order to balance. She just needs it because she wants to spend more money.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part that we've got to do something to put that in check. I mean, you've got to stop the spending long before you in order to start balancing these budgets.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right, brother. Well, I appreciate you again for coming on, Leo. It's nice having you. We always try and get you guys coming on when you can, and I appreciate you. You guys are doing what you can up there. Now, aren't you at or about turnaround at this point? Something like
yeah, we are. I don't know where the time went to, but yeah, we are getting real close there. So,
well, and if folks want to get in touch with you, they can find you at delperdang4kansas.com. Correct?
Yeah, they can find me there, and I'll throw my email address out.
Yeah, please do. I'm sure.
It, but it's my whole name. It's leo.delperdang, and there'll be a spelling test on that one later, at house.ks.gov.
Well, brother, appreciate you. Thank you for joining us this evening, my friend. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting a good fight.
You bet, and it's always good to hear from you, John.
Thank you, brother. When we get back, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines will be open. Give us a call. Can't wait to hear from you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.